right, appreciate Greg, it. Melissa.
So did you know you can use natural gas to make ethanol? We were just talking about what we could use all this cheap natural gas for. Celanese Corporation has technology now to do that, to make ethanol from natural gas, and they say it's cheaper than corn. Steven Sterin is Celanese Corporation's CFO and the president of their advanced fuel division. He joins us from Dallas. Thank you so much for joining us, because I have covered energy for a long time, and I did not know that you could use natural gas to make ethanol. Are there a lot of people out there doing this?
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me on. It's really an honor to be with you. It's not a surprise that a lot of people don't know about this, because this breakthrough is a recent and new breakthrough for Celanese, and it's proprietary to our technology base.
Words, but let me ask you, you say that there is one thing that's standing in the way, though, and this is kind of the important point, that the government is blocking you from doing this versus making ethanol out of corn. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, that's really the unfortunate part. You know, as we think that technology like this, you mentioned having plentiful natural gas, but trying to find a way to use the natural gas. We can do that today. Our technology is ready to go. In fact, because of the renewable fuel standard, we're not allowed to participate in the market in the United States, but we've gotten tremendous interest from other countries around the world, and we're already building a plant in China that will start up next year. But you know, we really want to see this technology be considered in the U.S. because it adds jobs, thousands of jobs per facility when you do the construction, billions in capital, and can take pressure off of food prices as well as gasoline.
Yep. And Stephen, the most important point that we were making at the beginning here is we have this abundance of natural gas right now. It's so cheap. It's under $2 a unit. We have all this fracking going on in the country. So we want to figure out how to make use of this natural resource we have right now. You've come up with a good idea to put it to work, and we're going to stay on top of that. Stephen Sterin, thanks so much for coming.